Mr. Preston, in commencing his history of masonry in England, asserts that there are convincing proofs that the science of masonry was not unknown to the early Britons, even before the time of the invasion of the Romans. Hence, he suggests the probability that the Druids retained among them many usages similar to those of Masons, but he candidly admits that this is a mere conjecture. Hutchinson thinks it probable that many of the rites and institutions of the Druids were retained in forming the ceremonies of the Masonic Society. Payne, who knew, by the way, as little of Masonry as he did of the religion of the Druids, dogmatically asserts that Masonry is the remains of the religion of the ancient Druids, who, like the Magi of Persia and the priests of Heliopolis in Egypt, were priests of the sun. The learned Faber, a much more competent authority than Payne, expresses the opinion that the Druidical bards are probably the real founders of English Freemasonry. Godfrey Higgins, whose inventive genius, fertile imagination, and excessive credulity render his great work, The Anacalypsis, altogether unreliable, says that he has no doubt that the Masons were Druids, Culidae, or Chaldeae, and Cassidians. Dr. Oliver, it is true, denies that the Masons of the present day were derived from the Druids. He thinks that the latter were a branch of what he calls the spurious Freemasonry, which was a secession from the pure Freemasonry of the Patriarchs. But he finds many analogies in the rites and symbols of the two institutions which indicate their common origin from a primitive system, namely the ancient mysteries of the pagans. The theory of those who find a connection either in analogy or by succession between the Druids and the Freemasons accounts for this connection by supposing that the Druids derived their system either from Pythagoras or from the ancient mysteries through the Phoenicians, who visited Britain at an early period for commercial purposes. But before we can profitably discuss the relations of Druidism to Freemasonry, or be prepared to determine whether there were any relations whatever between the two, it will be necessary to give a brief sketch of the history and the character of the former. This is a topic which, irrespective of any Masonic reference, is not devoid of interest. Of all the institutions of antiquity, there is none with which we are less acquainted than that of the Druidism of Britain and Gaul. The investigations of recent archaeologists have tended to cast much doubt on the speculations of the antiquaries of the 17th and 18th centuries. Stokely, for instance, one of the most learned of those who have sought to establish, out of the stone monuments of England, a connected history of Druidism, has been said by Ferguson, in his work on rude stone monuments, to have been indebted more to a prolific imagination than to authentic facts for the theory which he has sought to establish. The skepticism of Ferguson is, however, not less objectionable in a critical inquiry than the credulity of Stokely. There is evidently a middle way between them. Ferguson cannot deny the existence of Druids in Gaul and Britain, since the fact is stated by Caesar. He supposes that there were two distinct races in the island, the original inhabitants, who were of Turanian origin, and, being more uncivilized, were driven by the other race, who were Celts, into the fastness of the Welsh hills long before the Roman invasion. Among the former, he thinks that the religion of Druidism, consisting of tree and serpent worship, may have been practiced. And he accounts for the error of the classical writers in describing the priests of the latter race as Druids by attributing it to the confounding of the two races by the uncritical Romans. Very recently, a bold and very skeptical theory has been advanced by Dr. Ignaz Goldseyer in his work on Mythology Among the Hebrews, which aims at a total annihilation of Druidism as a system of secret initiation among the ancient Britons, whose Druidism was only a national religion, and attributes its invention to the modern Welsh, who created it for the purpose of elevating and strengthening their own nationality in their rivalry with the English. He says, "The Cymry of Wales, becoming alive to the opposition and nationality between themselves and the English, felt the need of finding a justification of this opposition in the oldest prehistoric times. It was then first suggested to them that they were descendants of the ancient, renowned Celtic nation,